Ross took us through Aaron Sandilands. He's not going to play.
Yeah, he's failed his COG state by a wide margin. That had occurred early in the week. So there's opportunities to retest tomorrow and closer, but we think that's just a bit risky. And we wrap, you know, a good process around that, and so therefore he's unavailable. And Michael and Jonesy at the minute, Scotty Jones will be in. I think we'll look at the weather. I think that's a moving feast. People are talking about 30 mils, 40 mils coming in. But early in the week, I thought it was early and dry up. But we'll probably play the two of them, but we could adjust, but we'll have to get to that.
Is that a concern that he's now a couple of weeks on and still failing it? Or?
Look, I'm no medical expert, you know, let the cobblers do the cobbling. So, but it's particularly important. It's very topical with the concussion and, you know, a lot of competitions in combative invasion sports worldwide are trying to discern the long-term effects of concussion. It's very topical. And there's still no conclusion on it, is my understanding. There's no definitive. I could be wrong. It's not my area. So, therefore, whether it was Aaron or was a first-year player, we would take the same approach. And really, that genuine care and duty, really, fiduciary duty to go through the correct process and medical procedure.
Have you noticed that he's been a bit sluggish? Have you noticed anything different?
No, because he doesn't talk much to me, Aaron. He just works. Look, when you've been around some concussion, they do look a bit doughy in the eyes and a bit glazed, and he certainly looked that early in the week, and sometimes they have symptoms of ongoing headaches. I haven't checked in too much, except flagged early that, mate, you'd have to be 100%, obviously, but we're going to take no risk, and there's no pressure, and, you know, he'd have to be bouncing out of his skin to let him go and play. So we're not at that level, yeah.
So no flight, no Sandilands?
No hope. No hope.
No,
I've heard that one before. Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a significant challenge, and Adelaide aren't without their challenges. So, but again, we want to improve our football, and it's the only way you can win games of football. We thought we were playing a pretty good brand early in the year and standing up against some quality teams after, you know, that poor first round. So clearly we're younger, but there's plenty of things that were in our control. We could play better football than we did. Our clearance work needs to be better. And we can't be a midfield group that survives and relies on Sandilands and Fife, because if that's the case, we're in a lot of trouble. So our midfield coaches and our midfield understand, you know, they'd like to be more competitive than they were last week against a dominant ruckman. And you think Jacobs is a dominant ruckman, so that same challenge lies in front of us. And we'd like to think we adapt in a strong manner. Certainly in the past, we've had strong personnel out and been able to get up and find a way. So, you know, we want to fight tooth and nail and scrap in front of all our partners and the Docker community. So we're here to improve our football. To halftime with 5 minutes to go last week, I think it was 10 points. And there were some poor turnovers that were costly. And then they got on top in the third quarter. But we played some good footy at the end. So there's some learnings out of that we would like to implement, you know, and we've got our core session today, and we need to focus on, you know, some of those areas and bring them to life in the game.
We've seen the extended squad who comes in.
Yeah, well, clearly Nathan's out and Brandon Matera is in.
And Alex,
yeah, they're a little bit sore. I expect them to train fully today. You don't tend to miss with corks and rolled ankles. So at the time, once they get scanned, they're at the lower end. But you give them every opportunity. And sometimes the conditioners might say, look, we'll give them a bit of a test or we'll give them a little bit more tomorrow. But I expect both those guys to play.
So Hoppy's a cork
to the calf? Yeah, around that. You've seen the size of his calves? They're cankles, really. They're huge. So, yeah, I chatted with him today. He's quite confident. Just, you know, about the bleeding, is there a re-bleed? So he's got plenty of time still. He's still got, you know, over 2 days, 48 hours to get there. So we think he'll get there. He's a pretty tough kid.
Do you back McCarthy this week, Ross, or do you need to try and find him some form in the waffle?
It's a good question, and certainly took some responsibility for that structure around him. And but it was such a young forward line, and you know, speaking of Hayden, it was really enjoyable in the first 6 or 7 weeks because, you know, we were averaging a lot of entries. That's just dried up a little bit. It's been quite young, so it can be quite challenging. And round 11, the grind kicks in. So we'll see how he trains today. We'll have a good look at it and make a decision, really.
Did Hayden do enough to maybe come back into the 22?
Yeah, something we're looking at. You know, we thought Brandon went a bit better. So Brandon doesn't even know he's in yet. We haven't spoken to him. So there's still a little bit we've got to get to, but Brandon will definitely play.
Is there any demons from last year's 100-point loss?
I wouldn't even know. I don't know if they're still there. Past results don't count. If they did, well, we'd hand Richmond the cup now, wouldn't we? But fortunately, life doesn't work like that. There's always opportunity to be what you want to be, see possibility and work hard towards it. You know, everything's created twice, first mentally and then brought into the physical realm. So we clearly see ourselves with great possibility, but we need to bring that to life with our actions on the weekend. Yeah, that's a good question. He's in. He was getting a scan today, I think, and then rehabbing. I think they're holding off on a scan, but our rehabbers are at the ETAF, the ARC, and he'll go through. He's a bit of a test for the weekend, but we don't think he's likely, so he'll miss this week, and we're optimistic on the next week. But it's been quite tricky, hasn't it, getting him to the line consistently. So I certainly don't sit here and guarantee it.
So they haven't scanned him for this
one? No, because it's really at the lower end and it's really gone to the other side. And look, he played on a heavy ground of these Fremantle, played in the midfield, was really good. And, you know, it's the endurance component of the calf. It's endurance and fatigue. So he was just obviously, you know, he's trying to catch up a long way. It's going to take a bit of time. Unfortunately.
Talk about your flossing during the game, just your thoughts and reaction to the comments.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I saw it, I went, oh, gee. And look, I agree, like, if context is really important in everything, isn't it? So, I mean, one of the contexts is if we were 10 goals up, everyone would be making a joke of it, and everyone wouldn't be going down the big freeze as a dentist with floss. I think when you're 4-7 or 4-6 and lost the couple, and everyone gives it a different context. The reality is what I said on Channel 7. I had it in my pocket. I always doodle with a pen. And if you look at did you watch the footage? What am I talking?
No, you're plucking.
No. I'm discussing, I'm talking, it's in front of me and I'm talking to my coaches. I think once it went near my tooth. So I think if you have a re-look at the footage, you could almost lip read. I'm having a consistent conversation with my coaches. I'm happy for you to bring it up behind me if you like, but there's certainly no disrespect intended. I've coached 272 games. I doodle a lot, and I understand the novelty value. But it's about context. Some people want to look at it in one way, and it all depends what your agenda is and what you're trying to paint. That's just the world we live in, and everyone's trying to get heard, and everyone wants some clickbait and some cut through. So if that's created some clickbait and some cut through, and some distribution, well, that's okay. That's the world we live in.
Would you do it again, though? Having,
as I said, it was subconscious and it was unintentional and it was fleeting. How long did... I couldn't even tell you how long I had it up there for. It was certainly to continue on. No one said anything to me, so clearly you do subconscious things. So, yeah, I'm not too stressed about it. Are you?
No, it didn't worry.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Ross, is it a good time to get the Crows with so many injuries?
Well, I think if you're Richmond Footy Club reigning premier, you probably... But for us, we've got a young group. I think we had 8 players under 15 games. If you really think about that, and 7 under 10 games, it's pretty significant, you know. So, but they've got their challenges as well, but they've been able to fight through really well. I think their captain comes back, which will inspire them a little bit. He's a big, powerful key forward. But they're certainly not at full strength. But again, paper teams don't win AFL games, you know, and I think the Crows learnt that firsthand going to last year's grand final. I think they were the raging favourites and you end up, you know, getting convincingly beaten. So paper teams don't win anything.
Did the 4 and 5 start for you give you false hope, or did you expect to be where you are when you decided to move the kids in?
No, well, we moved him in really from the start, to be honest. Yeah, I'm sure Bailey Banfield played round one. I couldn't tell you the numbers. Yeah, we did because, I don't know, when they were signed up and contracted, everyone thought they had a future. So, and when they train hard and they play well, you give them opportunities. Chera and Brayshaw have been in since round two. Banfield's been there the whole time. So, no, we looked at it and thought our best football can win games. If our senior players stand up and everyone plays their part, we can win our fair share. And that's what we did. I think we got 13 on the injury list. So when you are young and you're transitioning, you are more vulnerable to mature lists. And there becomes a tipping point that gets, the degree of difficulty gets harder. So, yeah, I've never sat down and looked at blocks or wins, losses. I just coach like every game of my life and my coaching career depends on it. That's like it's a grand final. And results, you add up your wins and losses at the end of the year. And fortunately, over a long period of time, those wins and losses have been quite healthy and played in a number of final series and grand finals and prelims. So clearly, at the minute, our wins and losses aren't getting us where we want to be. But we feel we're going forward. Even within the loss last week, there were some little things that I can see that are improvements and are going to stand us in good stead. So, no, there's no surprise here. I don't think. But again, context is important, isn't it? So when people are talking about us and performance, I think they've got to put it in context as to what's occurring. But everyone creates their own context to suit what story they want to write or how they want to think. Whether you're in the media, you're a supporter or an opposition supporter or you're a supporter of mine or you're not, you create your own context and your own reality to suit your own narrative and surround yourself with like-minded thinkers. That's the way it works.
We all know how good Caleb Walker is when he's there. What are you expecting
from him now? Is that like a pre-season? Yeah, I'm not too sure. I think it caught me a little bit off guard, but I'm focusing really on ourselves. So, look, he's a great player. Great players play when they're a little bit thin. He's a captain. If we don't limit and pressure the supply, he'll kick goals. But if we limit and pressure the supply, I'm sure Joel Hamling and Pierce and Kirsten can handle him.
How are you preparing for the big freeze? Last night's cold temperatures might have helped, but
have
you taken any ice baths?
Me? Yeah, no, I used to take the ice baths in Sydney. It's been a long time. What I will say is he's an inspiration, Neil Danaher. And he calls it the beast. Obviously I've been affected by it with a close family member. But it's more, as much as, you know, it sits in me somewhere and it's there. It's really supporting a really good cause, the football community, showing again it does a lot right in the community. And, you know, Don Pike is affected by it as well, and we're both getting on the bird to get over there and support it. But, you know, it's the least we can do. It's the least we can do, yeah.
Can we ask about the business that's thrown 20,000 your way? Melbourne, it's an international business, but Melbourne offices. What's the connection there with you?
Just what was in the press release. Their national director, Mark Weisel, built his businesses and his philosophy, a lot of it, not all of it, based on my coaching philosophies that he's gleaned out of, and I understand this because that's what he shared, that he's gleaned out of my time at St Kilda and at Fremantle. So helps his leadership, helps his processes, and he seems to be going okay. I think they've sold $9 billion worth of property, $2.5 billion last year. So to the point where he made contact and I presented to his team in Melbourne, and it was incredibly generous. His team, he just matched his team's contribution. But more importantly, it's about, he saw Neil, he's an inspiration. He'd like to support Fremantle and myself, but importantly, be a force. So, look, it's nice that someone sees you in that light, I suppose.
You mentioned it before, and maybe, Jake, would you go down as a dentist after what happened?
Yeah, it was on the short list, but again, we're sensitive to, and particularly to our Docker community, anyone that's seen me coach at the Dockers, and I hate the eye doctor and it's about me, I think it'd be a long stretch to think I don't take my coaching seriously and I was being disrespectful and flippant. But we don't want to go anywhere near that. I, in a real sense, use the humour. But again, if that got misconstrued and it was disrespectful, we wouldn't want anyone to feel like that, so we won't go near it. Maybe one pickster. Thanks, guys.
You got an outfit?
Yeah, but it's under wraps.
No hints.
No, I was thinking Grimace from McDonald's or Tinky Winky from the Teletubbies, the purple one with the red handbag. I was thinking
What's that. The purple one, Teletubbies?
I think it's Tinky Winky, isn't it?